We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and I want to remind everyone this show is 100% dedicated to the promotion of entrepreneurship, what it means, the hardships, the growth, the unique products and services that people offer. My guest host today, David Soper from Wicked Local Marketing. Always fun to have David around. David, thanks.
Hey, Jeffrey. Thanks for the kind accolades.
Well, you are Mr. Brand.
I'm working on it.
He is the man. Our next guest is John Hallaby.
Hallaby.
Sorry. Yes. Hallaby from Hallaby Law Group.
Hey, Jeffrey. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Why don't you tell David and I what Hallaby Law Group is? What's the practice all about?
Yeah, certainly. So we're a 7-member firm, and we've got 4 attorneys. My wife and I are both attorneys. We met in law school back in 1993. I've been practicing just over 20 years.
And she's managing partner, right?
She's managing partner. I'm second in command, absolutely. 2 other attorneys with us. We focus on a few different areas of the law, from insurance claims, injury matters, employment cases, business disputes, litigation of several types, and we have an active transactional practice, too, drafting contracts, employment agreements, and with an eye towards risk prevention. So we don't wind up in the litigator's seat that we find ourselves in quite
often. Tell us
often.
A little bit about risk prevention.
Oh, sure.
So I don't even know what that is. How do you prevent risk?
Yeah, there can be all types of situations. So let's say you're on a construction site and you want to focus on proper practices, procedures with regard to safety management for workers, compliance with OSHA regulations, all the different bodies of the law that have been set up to protect folks from getting hurt. In the employment context, when you're deciding whether or not, let's say you're representing management, you might need to terminate somebody or make a change in their situation, that you do it correctly in compliance with state, federal law, ERISA requirements, all the things that the government has sort of set up to make sure that people are treated fairly in the workplace and that we minimize risk for our employers. A couple of examples.
So how often do you find yourself involved in a situation where you're going to have to go to trial for an employment matter? I imagine today just seems to be, people seem to be more litigious.
Yeah, certainly. You know, trials and civil matters, they're becoming less and less. There was a day when you found out a little bit about a dispute and you filed a civil action. The court put you on the trial calendar. You did some limited discovery, which is the fact-finding process as to what happened, and fit those within the legal framework. And you get a jury impaneled, and you go through the trial process. Very quick method of resolving the dispute, with the jury making the ultimate decision as to whether an award should be rendered. Now it's the same thing, but it's a little bit more drawn out, and it's a lot more expensive. Experts need to be commanded oftentimes with regard to any number of issues in a particular dispute. Dispositive motions are often filed. These are motions that are presented to the court to see if parts of the case can be pared down or completely dismissed. Those are expensive proceedings. Discovery is expensive. Discovery is the process of exchanging documents, finding out what people
very
have to
expensive
say.
Very expensive. Because that's where you win and lose a case a lot of times, isn't it?
That's right. So partially, and that's a good point. So in other words, you oftentimes are setting yourself up more for a resolution through that expansive discovery and motion process than just having the final decision maker, the jury. In addition to that, there's a real industry that's developed over the past maybe 20 to 25 years called alternative dispute resolution, which is mediation or arbitration. And that's an effective way of resolving cases. In fact, a lot of services are calling themselves dispute resolution rather than alternative dispute resolution, because that's becoming the norm for case resolution rather than a jury trial.
Has that caused the process to be elongated?
Yeah,
or is it quickening it?
It has elongated the process in that if you're trying to get a jury trial and have the particular matter resolved in front of either the court, the bench, or the jury, it's going to take a long time, particularly if you're in the federal system or if you're in the Massachusetts Superior Court system. But if you're looking for litigation as a means of dispute resolution short of a trial, but you want the formality of the process, then it'll actually probably shorten the experience if you're looking for a settlement versus a trial.
Settlement's always, or not always, but for the most part, cost effective, isn't it?
It certainly can be. It's a certainty. So when you come to terms with the other side, whether you're a plaintiff, a defendant, oftentimes there's multiple parties on each side, you know what you're paying or you know what you're going to be signing or agreeing to, and there's a finality to it that you're done with. When you go in front of 12 individuals from the community, you don't know what they may think about.
Unpredictable.
Very unpredictable.
They even let guys like OJ off, right? John, I have a question for you. Take it a little bit of field. You have a family business. You're in business with your wife. How do
yes.
you divide up the roles so that you can go home and have a home?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's tough enough being in business with your spouse. I would think it's even tougher to be in the business of law with a spouse.
Yeah, and that's a good question. And now the tough questions are coming at me. So
no, you're the easygoing one, so.
We've been together for about 24 years. So we met in law school. So we met in the context of reading, going to class. We've always been sort of together in that
study
in that
buddies.
Respect. Yeah, yeah. So we've been that way for a long time, and you know, we've worked for different law firms for the past 22 years since we became licensed. We originally worked out in Denver, Colorado, and Julie's my spouse. She worked in a few different firms out there. I worked in a few different firms out there. We came to Massachusetts about 10 years ago, and she had a separate practice for a while. And about 5.5 years ago, we merged and started our own firm. So we've decided what is best to be handled by each person. We've got a different, you know, set of skills that we kind of bring to the table. We certainly have a lot of discussions over lunch, over dinner, sometimes late at night, with regard to personnel, with regard to office management, issues in our cases, soup to nuts. But, you know, you don't always agree, but you work it out.
Do you have very different business experience?
Yeah, so I've always been sort of an entrepreneur a little bit myself. When I was young, I had not just a paper route, but two paper routes. I had the morning
two paper routes.
Yeah, the morning and the evening. So you'd go and you'd collect the money back when, you know, the
remember
paper,
Dave,
paper
when there used to be
it.
A morning and an evening paper in every city?
Yeah. Right, and this was a small
David's
city
nodding
too.
Even though this is a talk show. David, I'm not your wife. You can talk.
Yeah. In our depositions, you always have to say, make sure you say yes.
I had a paper route. I had a good size paper route.
It's all right, but you can go quiet again now, honey. It's okay, honey.
I'd have my sister collect the money, who's 2 years younger, so I was about 13, and so then I'd pay her, and then she'd keep the tip. So it worked out for everybody. I didn't have to do the
collection. You know, I had
a
paper route.
Like a bandit.
It was probably the best job I had as a kid. You know, it took me less than an hour a day. The papers were there. I just had to fold them, put them on a bag over my shoulder, ride my bike up the street. I had an apartment building, and that's a dream if you know that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I got in the elevator and went up the elevator, throwing the papers, you know, side to side down the elevator, down the halls, and then down the elevator and home.
God, that's
always
nice.
A life.
The ones in winter can be tough. The Sunday with all the supplements.
Yes,
and all the ads.
Sunday papers were big.
Yeah. I had a wagon. I'd get my parents up, and they say, "Have you put the supplements in yet?"
Did you ever get bit? Not by the. I mean, by a dog.
I had a few wipeouts. I had a few lost papers. That type of stuff, but no on the job injuries. I don't know if I had comp
I got
insurance
bit.
As a 12-year-old.
I got bit too.
Yeah, I got bit.
This was not a pretty dog either.
I was determined, and I found out what the postal workers used, and it was this stuff called Halt.
Halt.
And it was a white and blue container, and you'd spray it at the dog. And sprayed it at the dog, and the owner.
This
really
guy's
got
setting
upset.
Me up all the
really
time.
Got upset.
This is the stuff his wife uses now.
Halt.
I did have one job canvassing for an environmental group, and second day on the job, I got chased right off the property by a dog.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I had to throw the clipboard on the ground in order to get enough speed to.
You know,
get
still
away
people
from
are going
door
to door. They're getting me at my house. I'm like, not in my house. Leave me alone.
I was 19 and idealistic.
But you know, I think that experience is good. Don't you agree?
Definitely.
You know, I go back to things like my paper route and collecting the money, and even being in the Boy Scouts as a little kid. And I think to this day, I think it has an effect on how I do business.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I worked on. Used to work for a farmer, and the thing about that is you get paid by how much you pick. Oh. And he wouldn't go by weight; he'd go by whether the container's full.
Oh.
So that starts the legal issue of, is it full or is it not full? According to him, unless the berries are falling out everywhere, onto the next carton.
Oh, he's really a tough guy.
He's a tough guy.
Is this in Colorado?
This was in Rochester, New York.
Rochester. Yeah, I was thinking Colorado. I can't think of a lot of farming in Colorado.
Yeah, on the western part of the state, but not around the Denver area. But
right.
This was,
but upper New York state is fertile.
Yeah, very much. Very much farmland, Finger Lakes region in that.
And wine now.
Yes, that's right. That's right. There was Great Western Champagne that for a while had its name, and President Nixon brought it to China when he was doing his diplomacy back in the day. He brought Great Western Champagne from upstate New York.
Nothing is sacred on Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll talk about anything. So do you find the business of law changing dramatically for you?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's a people business. So especially when you're involved in litigation, it's all about somebody's story. This is a claim that's going to be presentable to a court that judge going to like, jury going to like, or the defenses that the party that is being pursued is presenting are things that people are going to understand, that they're going to take appreciation for with a claim coming presented to them. So the point of all that is that everything comes out in a lawsuit, and it's truly a people business. And if you're good at eliciting the facts and presenting your case well, you're going to do well.
All very interesting, and I appreciate you being on the show. Maybe you'll come back again, talk to us about some cases, give us a sense of, you know, how you like to approach things. If someone wants to find you at Halaby Law, how would they do that?
Yep, 781-749-0909. We're on the web at halabylegal.com. We're located in the original Town Hall building in Hingham Square. Red brick building, historic building. Real lucky spot to be in.
Isn't that how we started this interview? Red brick building? And that was before the interview. I was talking about that.
Yeah.
The state troopers giving me tickets, right?
That's the courthouse.
I love
down
state
the road.
Troopers. Thanks for being on the show.
Okay. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
John.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
yes. And next time you're going to bring your wife, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then.
You want to meet the boss.
Yeah. Bring the boss to work day.
Bring them. And you're going to bring your spray, Bark Away, right?
Yeah. Halt.
Halt Away. I got Bark Away. That was David Soper, my sidekick for the day. And again, a world class marketer. My name is Jeffrey Davis from Mage LLC and host of Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.